Chapter 2. Babies come from airplanes. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. Pema Chodron. If only people could see where I came from, they would understand how petrified I was to leave the Amish, the only life I ever knew, and transition into English life. The culture shock was bigger than I had imagined. There are many different groups of Amish. My family is from the Schwarzentruber Amish, which is a group of the least modern and uneducated Amish people on the planet. They are sometimes referred to as the Knudelrollers, dirt rollers. They got the nickname because they take a bath only on Saturday nights, and sometimes not even that often. Even though Amish have a problem with hygiene, their clothing style is very meticulous and has to be followed to the point. I always thought women were required to cover up way more than necessary, but since I liked to push against the rules, it probably seemed much worse to me. Women are not allowed to cut their hair, but are required to wear it under a bonnet that covers the ears. They have to fix their hair into a bun and wear a black or white cap, depending on the age, completely covering every strand. The white cap is worn after a girl turns 15. Before that age, they wear a black cap during the week at home. For weddings and funerals, every girl and woman wears a white cap. For regular church services, only the married women wear a white cap, and the girls wear a black one. It gets a little confusing to understand all the different ways to wear a cap, but it is a major essential for Amish women, who are required to wear a cap at all times, except while sleeping. There is only one style of wearing hair among Amish women, and that bears very little improvement from generations ago. Their hair is parted exactly in the middle and combed smoothly down toward the back, where a dark-colored cloth band is started and carried around on each side. Then their hair is gathered into a bun right in the middle of the head in the back, with the band interwoven in the hair and tied. Bobby pins are used to hold the hair up. Some women get a bald spot where those bobby pins have been stuck in place for years. The one thing that annoyed me the most about clothing was the dresses. They are long, dark-colored, and have to be long enough to reach down to the ankles with no exceptions. To make things worse, no buttons are allowed on the dresses. Only straight pins can be used to keep it in proper place. However, girls under age 9 can use buttons. Pins can hurt if not used properly. I pricked myself a million times. Men are required to wear dark-colored pants with suspenders and a dark-colored shirt, and they are allowed to use hooks and eyes in place of buttons and zippers for the pants and jackets. Their shirts have buttons, though. Men really have it nice. No sweaty hands trying to put pins in place. No long hair to wash and fix up. No.